became aware of the power of conversation when I was a stay-at-home mom of three preschoolers. Friends would call and I'd talk their ears off, desperate for adult communication. If I remember correctly, some of them quit calling. When the children became teenagers, I loved driving them wherever they needed to go, as when there was no eye contact, they were much more open and talkative, giving me an important view into their worlds.
Too much of living, breathing, and being alone opened that window specifically with Agnes. When deep in the ugly grays of winter, I called her out of the blue to ask if she would simply phone me for just 1 week for 5 minutes, just to ask me what I was doing for the day, so I could talk to someone, hear another voice. Note, loneliness being one of our conversational themes over the last year, to make my long story even longer, before long it was Agnes who suggested that our 5 minute sound checks were actually interesting, and going on for 20-30 minutes, we would just take off. I firmly believe that conversation saves us. It heals and reveals.
And now, as a boomer who doesn't have any interest in retiring, I am rejuvenated, replenished by conversation. I'm cognizant of the power and the importance of both conversation and story. And Suleika, I appreciate always being able to exchange ideas, thoughts, and words with you.
Well, one other thing. Whenever I mention that our podcast is called The Lost Art of Conversation, the response is always positive. There's always an emotional response of, oh, great, that's a great idea. So going with that, let's go with it.
Let's go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just finished a big-ass breakfast because it might be my last.
Oh, God. The zombie apocalypse happened in Vancouver?
Well, you know, I say that cheekily because the numbers are not coming down, but the numbers are encouraging. I track it every day, in the first thing in the morning and the last thing at night, and overnight. The numbers are, you know, 9,000 more cases in the world, 6,000 more recoveries, 1,000 more deaths. You know, it's got to run its course. So that's what's going on. In BC, I just found out last night that there are 30 cases at Harrow, and I had to find out through the news.
Wow, I didn't know there was that many. I knew there was a number at Harrow, but I didn't realize the number was that high.
Good news is that there's still only one death, but it has morphed. So I phoned the young doctor, and I left her a message, and I said, I'm a little surprised that I had to find out through the television news that there are 30 cases. Could you please call me back? I'd like to know more. And she did. 75% of seniors who have been affected do recover. Didn't know that. I didn't hold anything back. I said, the 2 week incubation rule for people traveling from in January, was that adhered to with care staff? Because certainly the seniors aren't traveling. And she said they were very serious about it. And I said, okay, just wanted to ask. And the other thing is that she said, well, I have you on the phone. Trudy is fine. Trudy's okay. Everybody's in their own room. And the temperatures are being checked hourly, as well as the staff hourly. And she said, for the moment, your mother is fine. But if she does have a spiked temperature, which is the first thing, do you give approval for her to have 5 days of drugs? And I said, yes, I do. And of course, the garbage trucks are in the background. Can you hear them clanging away?
Yeah, a little bit, but they'll go away.
Anyway, that was all good information. And I checked numbers today, although BC seems to lag in getting information. It's 12 hours old already, so I don't know if they're not, whatever it is. So that's encouraging, and it's good information. It's good new news.
Mm-hmm. The thought I've had in terms of BC lagging is it's because we're the last time zone. So whereas Ontario is middle of the day and they sort of know what's going on, and the Maritimes, of course, are even later into the afternoon. You know, for BC, they're still collecting data overnight, et cetera.
No, that's good. Ontario had only an increase of 100 cases overnight, and recoveries, not a difference, deaths, not a difference. But Canada has a 6% recovery rate, which is, you know, just keeping in touch with stuff is a way to keep sane.
No, I was going to say, I think you're going to see the recovery rates increase as, you know, because right now we're just coming into the sort of the, no, I'll say the do or die, but that peak where, you know, like it was 2 weeks ago, the middle of March, when they said, okay, this is serious, crackdown on your self-isolation, like for everybody, and, or shall we say your physical distancing. It's been 2 weeks, and this is, like, I guess that's the incubation period, is it? So we will find out within the next 2 weeks whether we've got this under control or whether it's going to go a little crazy. But the more people that are infected, you know, the higher the percentage of people, like it's still early days, people are just starting to recuperate, whereas more and more will be recuperating now in the next couple of weeks as well.
The sun this morning, again, they promise hourly updates, but the latest that I saw was that Bonnie Henry is heartened by the fact that only two people entered Vancouver hospitals for serious implications. And she's quoted as 5 to 6 more days before we really know. Again, good information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess we just need, you know, calm heads to prevail.
Yeah, it's... yeah.
Which...
Yes, indeed. Did you see the cartoon that I...
Yeah, the little video with the orangutan? Yeah. However,
it must be a human being putting something, but no, it's orangutan
playing in the water. But is he washing his hands or is he playing in the water? I mean, hard to say. Maybe it just feels good to have that cold water going through the fur on the back of his hands.
Oh, you skeptic, you. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know. I'm a cynic.
I'm still back on Tuesday. I haven't done nothing. All my promises to myself... I just get waylaid with all the other things that have to that come in the way, just the way it is right now.
Yeah, and I'm finding the same between having, you know, especially the 2-year-old. I mean, the 10-year-old pretty much can take care of himself, although I try to spend time one-on-one with him when I can. But, you know, to go straight from that into caretaking the demented lady. Yeah, I get home and it's like feet up.
Yeah.
I think next week I'm going to try and rearrange my schedule a wee bit and see if I can trade my Wednesday for Saturday with my client, as long as everybody stays healthy. Yeah. I'm just assuming we will all be healthy, because then that would give me part of Wednesday to, because right now my daughter and son-in-law are just sort of juggling their breaks. I mean, my daughter starts her work day now at, I think, 6:30 and doesn't take a break until about 1:30 when the 2-year-old wakes up, and then she takes them for half an hour. My son-in-law doesn't take any breaks, so he can take the kids for a full hour. And then it's just a matter of sitting them in front of the TV for half an hour. So they're not even coming with me, or in the afternoons. I don't even have them anymore. So Wednesday I could, you know, get some of the editing done, because I'm falling behind on that right now too, our editing. So Wednesday I could get a bit of editing done. I'm going to edit a little bit this morning, and then tomorrow it's going to be my focus to try to get caught up. Yeah, it's just a matter of, like everybody else, rearranging your life.
Yeah, that's all it's about. It reminds me of the scene in Katharine Hepburn, Humphrey Bogart, in a boat in Africa, trying to get somewhere. A famous movie.
African Queen.
Two words, sounds like.
African
Thank
Queen.
You. African Queen. Where the two of them are going mad. They're stuck. They don't know where they're going. They don't know how to get out. And then Houston pulls out a long shot. So... that you see the two of them, and then the camera pulls out and you see that they're in an isthmus. They're just so close to breaking through, but they can't see it. I've always loved that image because it's so true for the human experience. It's like you have to believe what's around the corner, even if you can't see the corner. There is a corner somewhere, and around the corner is something good. Okay, I'm the optimist, but I do think that.
Well, I think anybody that's gone online for very long, too, has heard the story Feet from Gold. And it's
okay, you have to tell me now.
Oh, okay. Well, it's just the story about the California Gold Rush. And this one, I think, might have been brothers or one guy or something. I can't remember the story, but he, you know, put all his money and energy into this gold vein that he knew was there. And he dug and he burrowed and he blasted. He did whatever he needed to do. And he finally said, I'm wrong. And he gave up. And so somebody bought his business out another 3 feet. And there was one of the biggest gold veins in history.
Yeah.
Yep. Just keep going.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's the old story of we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
The sun could start shining tomorrow and we could have spring and it'll be warm and we'll be happy when we're out walking all by ourselves.
Yeah, but I checked Environment Canada. Damn it, it looks like rain for 10 days.
Oh, God. I had the boys out on a field yesterday with frisbees. And they're having a great time. They're racing around. They're laughing. They're throwing these frisbees. Like, even the two-year-old thought this was just great. And I finally said, okay, end of that. We got to go home because Grandma's knees are just about quit working. They're so stiff. Oh, God. Yeah, it's just so cold.
Yeah.
Well, I will let you know that I have closed off every tab that had a coronavirus information. I'm just not going to look until tonight.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's a good plan. I only do it twice a day. And yesterday I did it three times because I was concerned about my mom. You know, the numbers are under a kind of control and that's fine.
Yeah. I've been watching the U.S. as well, just because there's so much foolishness. Okay. And of course, my son's in New York, so just keeping an eye on things.
How is he?
Well, he's fine. I mean, I haven't talked to him for, 10 days.
Yeah.
The old story, no news is good news. And it's not like we check in regularly anyways. He and his partner went to a smaller town and set up shop there. Got out of Dodge before all this came down. So I think it's highly unlikely they took anything with them, like in terms of disease. But they're both young and healthy. So even if they ended up with it, I'm not concerned because they are both young and healthy.
Yes. 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 I'm making halapchis today because I need to cook. That's my way of coping. Yeah, I hope to have a creative day today, just playing, because I think playing is the one thing I haven't done enough of, because playing is good for you.
It is good for you. And I will probably end up driving today because that's what we do in the rain, because she does like to get out. I mean, I too, I like to get out and get fresh air, but no, neither one of us wants to go walking in the rain. So we pile in the car and we drive for an hour and just look at the blossoms and complain about the rain.
It's nice, though. The blossoms are out and it is lovely. Yeah, very much so. They are lovely. There's a tulip tree that we have down the street that is magnificent for about 5 days. And it's really astounding.
A tulip tree? What is a tulip tree?
It's of the magnolia family, I believe, which has a beautiful aroma. And they call it a lipstick tree. I think that's just the slang, because the petals look like a pair of lips that are about to kiss you, which is, of course, what I prefer to think of them as. And it's not a big deal, but it just reminds me of those wonderful scenes in movies at the turn of the century with swirling skirts. I want a dress made out of that design, swirling skirts and hoops and pink, and it's just a beautiful tree. And it cheers you up, but it doesn't last long. The blossoms are there, and then they're gone, but they're there right now.
Oh, nice.
I saw, and of course I'm watching movies at night, I saw a 1935 version of Midsummer Night's Dream. Can you imagine Mickey Rooney as a skinny kid playing Puck?
Yes.
He was a marvel. He was just the perfect Puck.
Yeah, I could see that he would be perfect because he's just, he's got the face, he's got everything.
Oh, he had everything. And he was outrageous. It was just sublime. And James Cagney played Bottom. And it was, I've never seen, although I know something about Shakespeare, I've never really sat down to read the play, watch the play, see the play. I don't know why, it's just eclipsed me. It was this enchanting enterprise of dream state, waking state, day world, night world, and the things that happen with magic and the effects. Remember, there's no computer situation there. All of it was done with veils and whatever they put in front of lenses to create this sort of fairy world. And it was enchanting to think about how creative people can be at different epochs in our lives. It was just, it was pleasing. It lifted me, as they say.
It's also, you know, we get a little smug about how brilliant we are technologically these days. But, you know, the imaginations that those people would have had to create a mood or a place and do it well.
Yeah.
Without any technological help, unless it was, you know, the sound of the thunder, the big metal sheet.
Yeah, but it worked.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
And then you think about Shakespeare. You know, how did he... And the line in the movie, or the lines in the play are very topical, universal, explaining life itself. And Bottom, who turns back from the donkey into human, realizes that in the dream state, there is no Bottom. And that simple statement is just, it's a brilliant insight, you know, 500 years ago. But then Shakespeare would have taken it from Heraclitus, the first philosopher who believed that the day world and the night world were connected. So you see this string of evolution in time and space and human experience. It comes around. It repeats itself. That's the good thing about it, the funny thing about the human experience. We are constant and consistent in the revelation of things that mean something, if I'm making any sense.
What I find interesting, too, is you are entirely right. Only every time it comes round, we in the present think that we're brilliant.
Yeah.
Like nobody looks, and just don't look at things historically, period. Obviously, we wouldn't have the world we have currently if they did.
Yeah, that's true. It's very true.
Oh, we're being philosophical this morning.
Well, let's be practical. When my sister came the other day, I had my rubber gloves. I happen to have surgical gloves, I've discovered. I don't know why. But I put them on. I gave her the phone. I wiped down the phone, and I said, you can call Mom. She had a chat. She's at a shelter. I guess the shelters have opened up their doors to everybody. So she's as safe as she can be, and that's the way it is. So that's fine. I'm just glad she's got a place to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like there's a concerted effort to really take care of, whether it's the homeless or the addicts. They got up this morning. They were talking about a whole bunch of whatever it's called, the safe drugs, so that they're not getting weird and wonderful stuff off the street. They can get their fix in a safe place with safe drugs.
They won't be they won't be taking up space in the emergency rooms, which need space for other things. And then there was the announcement the other day, again, very responsible. I have to say, yay for socialism. 500,000 renters in the province will receive, well, not all of them, people who have had to leave their jobs will get a $500 stipend from the government for 4 months. I applaud that.
Was that one of the things that then got increased? There was something that, a couple of things that they've said, okay, yeah, actually we realize that's not enough. I can't remember now. There's been so many things come down.
Yeah,
and then this morning they got a package for business that they will cover off, I think, 75% of wages, just so those people can keep their employees on the payroll.
Yeah.
Which is huge. If only for mental health as well, because I think that's got to come into play. If you've gone from, you know, being okay, shall we say, so not, you know, not making enough money to have a lot of extras, but you know you can pay the bills at the end of the month, to not having a job.
Yeah.
That was one of my concerns for the last couple of weeks is, you know, will we see a spike in the suicide rate?
Yeah.
And that's sort of scary.
Well, again, referring to our philosophical point, counterpoint, you hope that we can appreciate that when we have some time for reflection. In other words, not taking for granted the fact that we have people who are responsible in taking care of situations, but being grateful and then giving it back somehow, or being grateful and being, what I'm trying to say, altruistic something. I hope we learn from it.
Well, and I think even in the immediate, just little things like thanking someone for working so that we can get a few more groceries or our medicines, as well as the health the frontline health workers. I understand that. And yes, I'm extremely grateful. But there's just so many other people out there that are working through this and putting themselves in front of strangers.
The Safeway in the last 2 days has put up, well, everybody has, plexiglass shields, which probably they could have done, should have done earlier. Anyway, they have now, and so has the pharmacy. And yeah, these are good common sense thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and as I say, let's just hope people just keep on doing what they're supposed to do and being nice to other people. I listened to a guy this morning. He was interviewed on CBC. And he has a young man friend who's autistic. So he knows this young man. So he said, okay, you live alone and I live alone. And I guess he works with this young man. He said, why don't you come live with me and we will be roommates to see this out so that, you know, we can keep an eye on each other. The young fellow moved in with him. And they, because he's super high energy, the young man, this fellow said, okay, like we got to do something with all this energy. What can we do that would be helpful? They put together this plan to start making sandwiches for one of the shelters here in town. And this thing has just skyrocketed where people are sending them money. They're buying them bread. I think so, or somebody will start baking bread, but they said, well, no, let's take it one step further. We'll just buy the bread and help us make sandwiches. And I guess now they show up with like hundreds of sandwiches at this homeless shelter, and everybody's just so excited, and it's keeping them busy. I mean, too busy to a certain extent, but they're hoping that as the wave grows of sandwich makers and cookie makers, that, you know, that they will have some relief in their own day because there'll be more hands to do work. Just those little things that people start looking at, you know, what can I do that's useful that I can do?
Right. What a good story that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, the other day, I when it was sunny, I went for a good long walk. Lo and behold, in English Bay, not very many people. I was alone walking, and there was a big old fire truck parked. He was having a rest, I guess. He wasn't active doing anything. And he was talking to a handy dart driver. So I thought, this is an opportune time. So I was 10 feet away, and I looked at the fire truck guy, and I said, could I ask a question? Do you have time to answer a question? And he said, yeah. So the two of them had been talking about being on the front line. And I said, there's something I don't quite understand. And it's this social distancing thing, which I think could cause more stress than we might really need. So please correct me if I'm wrong. And he looked at me and I said, so if I'm 10 feet away and it's a droplet of moisture situation that is the catchy contagion, and I cough into my elbow, what's the problem? And he said, you know, people are stupid, right? And I looked at him and I said, yeah, but doesn't it make sense that if you do cough, that you would not do it on somebody? Big pause. He says, you know, people are stupid, right?
Well, you know what my response would have been? Come on, darling. We live on the West Coast. There's always a wind. That droplet's going to carry 20 feet.
So I love that. I wrote it down and I talked to my mom yesterday and I'll talk to her again today. Just have to keep on going. And I will be cooking up a storm this weekend just because it makes me feel good. So do something that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I bought my box of wine.
Oh, well, you're smarter than I am. I didn't do that.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, it's just like anything else in our lives. It's one day at a time. And I just hope the people, you know, I just hope the naysayers just go hide under a rock. We've got enough stress without them magnifying it and reminding us.
Well, there's one bone I have to pick before we go, and that was 4 or 5 days ago. There was a story in the Vancouver Sun. Doctor says we're heading for Italy, the same problem. And I didn't look at it. I just scoffed. I said, number one, there's 40 million people in Italy. There's 30 million people, 35 million in Canada, 3 million in BC. Come on. And sure enough, 2 days ago, doctor recants his Well, I guess I was wrong. Well, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't say mm-hmm. things like that that incite attention, celebrity, oh my God, because I think that's part of what we've become in the last maybe generation. We're just too excitable about excitable things that we just hear about. No forethought, background thinking, historic, all of that we just talked about 10 minutes ago. Please, people, speak things about what you know.
Well, and I think even Bonnie Henry this morning said there's two formula that they're following. What has unfolded? What can we see as the trajectory based on what has come to pass in Italy? And what are we seeing in our own? Are there any similarities? So not jumping on any conclusions. And even if, you know, numbers start to go up a bit more drastically next week, let's still not panic because we're still, I mean, in terms of growth, the percentage growth, yeah. But 10% of 4,000 or even 400, what, you know, like in terms of the province, not the country, is microscopic compared to... Yeah. You know, 24% of 85,000.
Right.
Or even like 10%, you know, like we just got to keep things in perspective, and it's people are having difficulty with that.
I just had a terrible thought. Maybe it's not just philosophy and history that people don't understand, but maybe math.
Yeah.
Anyway, I intend to have a fruitful weekend, and I hope you do and have the same.
Well, I will be working on our stuff for part of the weekend, and I will be feeding up for part of the weekend.
Well, that's a good thing, because I've told 3,000 people about us, so.
Oh, well, I mean, we got 5 things up there, and I'll get 2 more up this weekend. At least 2. Hopefully, I guess I'm behind 3. I need to get 3 up this weekend, so I will do that.
People have asked me, is it once a week that we do this? Is that the plan for...
I've been uploading and dating Mondays and Fridays.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So as I say, right now I'm behind because I've just been... Well, and last weekend I spent all that time sort of getting the website updated and, you know, getting onto Google, Spotify, that sort of stuff. So that ended up taking a full day to get all that stuff done. And then updating both of our websites too with links yes. to the podcast. Hopefully just covering every base possible, I hope.
Yes. Well, again, congratulations on doing a bang-up, fantastic job. People say, a podcast, that's such a great thing. And I said, I know nothing. You'll have to phone Agnes and get all the details.
Well, interestingly, I mean, because one of the things I do also is, as we've talked about, membership sites, so you can put a course up, you know, yes. do that sort of stuff. And they interviewed somebody yesterday who I think it's a local yoga studio. And they're trying to make videos and get things up online and thinking, I could help with that. And even if I do it sort of almost gratis for now and then once the economy rights itself. But I thought, like, when would I do this? I'm exhausted now.
Yeah.
You have to let a few opportunities just slide on by.
Well, that will be a good feeling, too. Oh, I'm so busy. Yes.
Well. there's days when I wish I wasn't quite so busy. But as yeah. I say, the kids will go back to school. Daycares will reopen.
It will all work out. It always has.
It does, and it will.
Okay. On that cheery note, enjoy your day, and we'll talk on Monday.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye for now.